Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for supporting me, and thank you for showing up for yourself and putting in the work, putting in the energy into your mind, body, and soul. It is so important that you set the intention to feed your body good energy. And you feed yourself with things that make you feel good. And if my podcast makes you feel good, that makes me feel good. I'm so happy that you're here and that you choose to listen to me. It really means the world to me. And I am having the most loveliest time in Costa Rica. I feel like my life has completely changed because I've been able to really activate my superpowers that I have. And we have been going on lots of excursions, like waterfalls. And we rode horses today in the mountains. And my horse went so fast. It was like galloping. Oh my gosh, my core is so sore because we went zip lining yesterday. Oh my gosh, but I did take like a microdose too, and I was just like, oh, in the present moment, and my week just can't get any better. I'm having the best time in Costa Rica, and I'm really, really connecting with every single woman here. We're all best friends. We're all having the best time ever, and last night I did a sound bowl for everybody. I had my chakra sound bowls, and I did like a meditation, a sound bath, and then after I went around and I massaged everyone's third eye and their head and like did some lavender smell, and a few people cried, and it just really, really tuned me in to how powerful I am, like the power that I hold within my heart and the healing that I can open up for people. It just really opened up my eyes. And now I want to tell you the three goals that I have for my retreat, because we did a journal prompt and we set intentions and affirmations. So I want to share that with you because these retreats are super spiritual, and it means the world to me that I can open up a safe place for women to heal, learn, and grow. So my main goal, well, out of the three, is to host retreats full time, because I love bringing women together and opening up the space for people to experience different things. Like, we are all connecting with nature. Like, we'll just be outside just staring at the waterfall and looking at the monkeys and the sloths and the raccoons, and we're all really tapped into our senses. And I want to host retreats full time all over the world. And then my second goal is to activate my chakras and be aligned with my purpose on earth, because using tools like sound bowls, tuning forks, meditation, it really allows you to tap into the energy within your body, and you can do body scans to understand if there's any blockages. So if you like have a hard time accepting others and loving them and loving yourself and being kind, your heart chakra might be blocked. Or if you feel like you just can't really speak and you can't really communicate that well and speak what you think, your throat chakra might be blocked, and so on. So I want to activate all of my chakras and like make sure my energies are always flowing, because I want to be able to channel ancient, you know, deep wisdom. So yeah, I want to be aligned with my purpose on earth, which is to heal myself, help people heal, and all that good stuff. And the next goal is to be unapologetically me, to embrace the silly, the emotional, the sensitive, and the magical self that I am, because sometimes I feel like around certain people I close myself off, or I tend to hold myself back, or whatever that means. Like, sometimes I feel like I'm not truly embracing my full self, and that could be stagnant energy, it could be limited beliefs or anything like that. So I just want to be like me. And I feel like this retreat, I've been a lot more flowy with my arms. Like right now, as I'm making this podcast, like I'm really, really like moving my hands and speaking with them, because it's like you can move the energy. And my friend that I made on the retreat here, her name's Shayla, and she's a Reiki master, and she like just gave me Reiki and put her hands on my heart and my head, and she flows with her arms, and she expresses herself with her energy, and she really, really inspired me to like move my body and move my hands and move my energy with my intention. And so I just wanted to share that because it's beautiful. And the three affirmations that I have for my goals is, I am a spiritual leader that opens up safe places for souls to heal and grow. So what you can do is you can write three goals and three affirmations that make you feel confident in your goals. The next one is, I am aligned with my calling and my work, and I work on my magic. Because everyone is magic. If you tap into it, you can heal yourself and you can do all of these powerful things. The next one is, I am my true self and I embrace every single version of myself. Because even if I'm going through something difficult, doesn't mean that's not me. It's just a different version of me, and I have to be able to express the good, the bad, the highs, the lows. And I've never felt this aligned in my life. I've never felt this powerful. I've never felt this tuned in before. I feel very safe in my own body. I feel like I know how I feel. I feel like I can guide myself in a good direction. And I just feel so safe in my own being. And I feel like I'm gaining a lot of confidence. And I'm just so blessed to be in Costa Rica with 11 women, and we are just really tapping in, tuning into all the nature around us, and we're just spending quality time together, like making hair wraps, coloring, doing flow stuff with like flow toys, like light up stuff, hanging out in our hammocks, laughing, singing, crying, and this is the best week of my life. And I just got home, took a shower, and now I'm about to go hang out with everyone because we're about to eat dinner. So I'm really excited to be here, and I'm so in love with life, and I'm so in love that the universe places everything in my life for a reason. And I'm blessed, and I'm so lucky, and I'm really excited to see what 2024 has in hold for me. If you want to come to Bali with me, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 6 spots left. It's $1,999, and you have about 6 months to pay it off. The down payment's $500. We're going to a private island. We're going to temples, waterfalls, sound healing, yoga, meditation. Let this be healing for you. If you are craving connection with the mind, body, and soul, nature, and so much more, please come to Bali with me. And I would just be so honored. And also, I want to be able to like travel the United States too and just meet everyone and do sound healing and do like more things, you know. But I'm just so happy to be here. And I feel like I am unlocking my superpowers, like truly. I did a meditation with a girl named Avery here on this retreat a few days ago, and a lot of girls say that they feel like their throat chakra is blocked because they can't really speak smoothly and confidently, and they can't really express how they feel with their communication. So I did a tuning fork on their throat to help release some of the energy stuck and blocking it. And I believe that did help. But I did that on a girl named Avery here. And then she was like, I want a chakra activation meditation. And I'm like, okay. And I mean, I've never really been able to like do this one-on-one with people. So it was really powerful. And I had her close her eyes down, and I did a whole chakra meditation on her. It only took about like 5 minutes, but it was beautiful. And she cried. She was just releasing. She was just releasing and purging. And she was really, really crying because it was so sensitive. And she felt like it was opening and she was surrendering. I wanted to share that as well because I can't even put into words what this retreat is pulling out of me and what it is teaching me. I feel like I'm a goddess now. I feel like I'm very sacred and smooth and intentional with the things that I say. I cannot put into words what this week has done to me, and it's not even over yet, and we have one more retreat to go. I am so lucky, and I'm excited to learn more and heal more and grow more and just experience more of this inner bliss and enlightenment feeling, because I know the universe and God has placed me on this earth to raise the vibration of this planet, and that is what I'm doing. And just by you listening to this podcast raises your vibration, because you are staying in tune with the good energy and you are absorbing good knowledge and you are blessing your soul with my soul, and we're connected. And I am sending you so much love, so much blessings, new beginnings, new experiences, love, light, peace, inner wisdom, everything that you need, I am sending energetically towards you. And I'm so thankful that you listened to this. And I just wanted to share how my week has been going, because we have been going, we have been busy, we have been working and healing and connecting. I love you, bestie. I hope you have a magical day today. Take care of yourself, okay? Get off your phone, feel yourself, connect, and breathe. Take care of your mind, body, and soul today. I love you. Peace out. Meow.